सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्।
Lord said in sloka number 14 of chapter 2 that matra sparsha astitu kaunteya sitosna sukha dukkhada. So whenever the organ of perception comes in contact with the sense object, there will be sitosna, heat and cold, sukh dukkha, joy and sorrow, man apman, respect and disrespect. So what is the nature of those three? Agama, paino, anitya, these are agama, they will come. Paino, they will go away, because they are finite in time. Anitya, they are temporary. Tantitichasva bharata, O Arjun, you forbear them. If you forbear them, what will be the result? He says, sam dukkha sukam dhiram so amritatvaya kalpate. If you can keep your mind balanced, both in joy and sorrow, which is very difficult to do, if you are able to do it, then you will be fit for immortality. Fit for immortality means you become seeker for immortality. 16.
Nasato vidyate bhavah.
Nasato vidyate bhavah.
Na bhavo vidyate satah.
न भावो विद्यते सतः।
उभयोरपि दृष्टोऽन्तस्तु
उभयोरपि दृष्टोऽन्तस्तु
अनयोस्तत्त्वदर्शिभिः
अनयो तत्त्वदर्शिभिः।
नासतो विद्यते भावः न भावो विद्यते सतः। उभयोरपि दृष्टोऽन्तस्तु अनयोस्तत्त्वदर्शिभिः।
न असतो विद्यते भावः। भाव मीन्स् प्रेजेन्स्। असत् नॉन एग्जिस्टेंट। असत् इज नॉट प्रेजेंट। स्टेटमेंट नंबर वन, असत् इज नॉट प्रेजेंट। एंड न अभावो विद्यते सतः। सतः द सत् is always present. Asat is not present at all, and Sat is present always. What is the meaning of Sat and Asat? Sat is that thing which stays in three periods of times. Sat is that entity, that thing which stays in three periods of time. Can you give me an example of a thing which is there in three periods of time? It was in past, in present, in future. Yes, that is Atman, that is Brahman. There is only one entity which is Sat. Other than Sat, everything is Asat. The Lord says, Asat is not at all present, not existing. Asat is not. What is the definition of Asat? Asat is that thing which is not present in any three period of time. That is called Asat. Sat is that which is present in three period of time, and Asat is that which is not present in three period of time. And what is Mithya? Mithya is that which is present in one limited time. So scripture says, a thing which is there in three period of time is called Sat. which is not there in three periods of time, it is called asat. But something which is limited in time is present in one limited time, that is called mithya. It is mithya. But Lord is not using the word mithya for the world. The whole world, including my body, is limited in time. It has got a date of birth, it has got a date of death also, nischit. But Lord is not saying. How is he saying that the whole world is asat? You see, can you say the waking state, this waking state is sat? Sat means it is always there in three periods of time? You can't say. Can you say the waking period is asat? It is not there at all? No. So you cannot say it is sat, you cannot say it asat. It's only in one period of time. When we are waking, that period is there. In the dream, in dream, it is different world. It's not the waking world. Dream world is different from the waking world. And in deep sleep, both the worlds are not available. Both the worlds are not available in deep sleep. Is it true? Is it your experience? Yes. If you are seeing anything in deep sleep, that means you are not sleeping. You are not sleeping. So perception is not the truth. Here perception is not being criticized. What is criticized is because the waking world is negated, therefore it is asat. Did you get it? Sat is that which can never be negated. It is always there in three periods of times, past, present and future. That is called sat. What is jagrat avastha, waking world? Waking world is perceived by all of us. It's perceived. But it's not always available. Waking world is not available in dream state. And both dream world and the waking world are not available in deep sleep. It is negated. Since it is negated, therefore world is asat. It is not available for us in three periods of time. And we know one rule which we have studied many times. Whatever is seen, yad drishyam tad jadam, whatever is seen, heard, smelled, touched or tasted is inert. And whatever is inert is modifying and changing. Whatever is modifying and changing is perishable. Whatever is perishable is called mithya. Mithya means it is limited in time. And whatever is mithya is called asat. Let me explain you with this one example. Before going into the dream, I was unmarried. In the dream, I got married. When I come out from the dream, am I married or unmarried? You all are of one view, no? So before going into dream, I was unmarried. After the dream, I was unmarried. Now tell me, was I married in the dream state? No. That is not fact. So can we draw an inference that one which is nothing in the one that is not in the beginning, which is not in the end, it is not in there in the middle also. The world was not there in the beginning, world will not be there in the end, therefore world is not in the middle also. Therefore the world is sat or asat? Asat. Arjun was caught in this sat and asat, real and unreal. A wise person know what is sat, what is asat. A wise person will never get attached to asat. He will get attached to? And where are we attached?
We are all attached to ourselves. Therefore, are we wise or otherwise?
Asat.
So all thoughts are real. Now we are going further deeper. How we perceive the world, all perceptions happen in the mind. Is it not so? Whatever is happening outside, the incident don't go inside. Only the vritti, a thought, comes in. Is it not so? So all our experiences are in the form of thought. And these thoughts changes continuously, one after another. At very high speed, it changes. But the illuminator of the thought is one and same. Therefore, all thoughts are sat or asat. Every moment they are changing. It was there, now it is gone, another. I am seeing chair number one, now I am seeing chair number five. Chair number one thought is gone, chair number five thought has come. After that, I am seeing BMI chart. Chair number 5 gone, BMI chart has come. BMI chart gone, I am seeing table. It is so fast. Therefore, all thoughts are asat. What is sat? Illuminator of the thought is sat. This sat can never be destroyed. This sat can never be destroyed. We can understand it with an example. What is this sat? Sat is the ignis part. An existence. Like a tree is, we can see the tree, but we can't see the ignis of the tree. For understanding or for seeing that ignis, you need third eye. We call it jnana chakshu, eye of wisdom. With that eye of wisdom, you will be able to see everywhere that ignis, existence you will be able to see. This existence can never be destroyed. If you cut a tree, it becomes log. Tree is gone. The ignis of tree has come to log. Log is. Cut the log into plank, log is gone. Plank is. You see, the ignis is traveling. Nobody can destroy the ignis. We can destroy an object, but we can never destroy existence. This difference, ubhayo api drashta antah tu anayo tattva darsi bhi, the knower of truth, he sees this difference. He knows what is sat and what is asat. But sitosna sukh dukh, are they sat or asat? Sitosna sukh dukh, man apman, respect, disrespect, joy, sorrow, or heat and cold, whether it is sat or asat. It is all asat. Everything asat. Acha, are they really there? You analyze. Are they really there? You see, objects of the world, when we are getting this thing, sukh and dukh, in sloka number 14, Lord say, when the organs of perception come in contact with the sense object, then this sitosna sukh dukh and everything happens. Now tell me, are the objects of the world not made of 5 great elements? Pancha Mahabhut? Is the organs of perception not made of 5 great elements? Both the experiencer and experienced, both are made of 5 great elements. Are they inert or sentient? Can inert give you any sukh-dukh? No. Inert thing cannot give you sukh-dukh. Therefore, they are always changing. Sukh-dukh or all experiences are continuously changing. And for anything change to happen, there must be a changeless substratum. And on that changeless substratum, all these are superimpositions, like snake on rope, or like mirage on the sand. So one who understands this, that is a mirage water, he will never run to fetch water, will he? But an ignorant person, he will go there. Perhaps water is there. I will go and drink there. And when he reaches that place, already mirage has gone somewhere else. So Lord is giving highest Vedanta to Arjuna, that the whole world is not there, Asat. But I am seeing world. I am seeing this world. Is the perception always right? Since you are seeing, that means therefore it is there. We see the sky is blue. Is it blue? We see the earth is flat and not moving. Have you ever experienced the flat is, earth is round and moving? No. See, is our experience, is whatever we are seeing is true? No. We are not able to see existence, consciousness, bliss. Does that mean it is not there? No. I can't see electricity. Can you say electricity is not there? Go and touch the wire. So perception cannot be made the test for whether it is sat or asat. If you say your problem is real, if you say your problem is real, then it has to pass one test. The test is whether it is changing or not. Sat means which has to remain all three periods of time. If your problem is changing, then it is asat. Because our formula is yad drisyam tad jadam, whatever is seen is inert, whatever is inert is changing, perishable, and mithya asat. Therefore, everything is asat only. So what we should learn from this sloka? From this sloka, we should learn that we should not get attached to asat. Because asat will always give you sorrow. Always it will give you sorrow. How always it will give you sorrow? Because one day it will perish. When it will perish, it will give you sorrow only. It will not give you joy. Therefore, don't get attached to asat. Get attached to sat. Next look. What is that sat? What is nitya?
Avinashitu tad vidhi.
Avinashitu tad vidhi.
Yena sarvam idam tatam.
Yena sarvam idam tatam.
Vinasham avyasyasya.
Vinasham avyasyasya.
Nakaschit kartum arhati. Avinashitu tadvidhi yena sarvamidam tatam vinasham avyasyasya nakaschit kartum arhati.
Avinashitu tadvidhi, know that to be avinashi, indestructible, that is eternal. Who is that? Yena sarvam idam tatam, by whom all this is pervaded. So by that nitya vastu, by that nitya entity, everything is pervaded, and that nitya thing is avinashi, indestructible. It cannot be destroyed. Vinasam abhyasya na kaschit kartum arati, and nobody can destroy it also. Nobody can destroy that eternal entity. You may say, I can commit suicide. Yes, you can commit suicide. What will happen? Your gross body will die. What will happen to subtle body and causal body? It will go out. And it will remain as a pisach, as a ghost. Can you kill Atman? No. I can't kill Atman. I can kill my body. You can destroy the whole world. Can you destroy the substratum of the whole world? No. I can't do that. Therefore, avinashi. So two things are there. The whole world is pervaded by that, number one. And number two, nobody can destroy it. Nobody can destroy it. Now try to understand what is this pervasion, how it pervades. The whole world is made of five great elements. My body is also made of five great elements, and the whole world is made of five great elements. Can we say these five great elements pervade the whole world? Even if you say yes, then is it fulfilling the condition number two? Condition number one, it pervades. Condition number two is that it cannot be destroyed by anybody. If you say the whole world is pervaded by five great elements, but the great elements can be destroyed. Pancha Mahabhut, Sabda, Sparsa, Rupa, Ras, Gandha, earth, water, fire, air and space, these can be destroyed. So, five great elements are not nitya. Are not nitya. Second, mind and senses pervade the all sense object. Mind and senses pervades all sense object. Can we say mind and senses are the internal entity? No. Because mind is also destroyable, it is made of five great elements. It is seen. Already we have seen the rule, yadrisyam tad jadam, whatever is seen is inert. Therefore, mind is also not that entity. Then which one is eternal entity? In mind, all the vrittis are there. The illuminator of vrittis, illuminator of those thoughts is permanent thing. Illuminator of all thoughts is permanent. That is eternal. Can we say space is eternal? It pervades everything. Everything is pervaded by space. Vedanta says, no, space is also not nitya. Why? Because the space of the dream world and the space of the waking world are two different. If two spaces are there, that means they are not infinite. Two spaces will become finite. And anything which is finite is perishable. Yena sarvam idam tatam, it pervades everything. Everything. How it pervades everything? Can anybody say? How it pervades everything? By principle of existence. It is just not like pervasion, like a letter, we fold it and put it in envelope. The envelope pervades that letter. No, not that way. It pervades the whole world by principle of existence. In each and everything of the world, you will find ignorance is there. Existence is there. So it pervades. Why sat is avinashi? Why that Atma Tattva or the Brahman, the substratum of the world, is avinashi, indestructible? Because, 2 points, nir avayav. Because it is partless. Number two, gunarahita. Gunarahita means it is without maya, without sattva, rajas and tamogun. Therefore, it is avinashi. It pervades whole world. Now, next question comes, what is unreal? When you say real is this and this, tell me what is unreal? Next verse.
Antavantaime dehaha.
Antavantaime dehaha.
Nitya sokta sharirinaha.
Nitya sokta sharirinaha.
Anashina prameyasya.
Anashina prameyasya.
Tasmat yudhyasva bharata.
Tasmat स्वभारत
अन्तवन्तै मे देहाः नित्यस्योक्ता शरीरिणः अनाशीनो प्रमेयस्य तस्मात् युध्यस्वभारत
उक्ता इट इज सेड नित्यस्य शरीरिणः नित्यस्य इटर्नल शरीरिणः एम्बॉडीड सेल्फ दिस एम्बॉडीड सेल्फ हैज गॉट अंतवंत इमे देहा ये तो एक बॉडी दिस बॉडी अंतवंत इमे देहा हुज बॉडी इज दिस शरीरिणः ऑफ द एम्बॉडीड सेल्फ हाउ इज दैट अंतवंत इट हैज एन एंड अंतवंत So all the body has got end. And saririna, how is that? It is nitya, anasina. Nitya means eternal. Anasina means cannot be destroyed. Aprameyasa, aprameyasa means incomprehensible. Incomprehensible. Tasmat yuddhasya bharata. O Arjun, therefore you fight. Therefore you fight. Arjun is thinking that I am going to kill everybody here. Lord is saying, Antavantam ya deha. Deha will die whether you will kill them or not, they will die. Aaj nahi marega, kal marega, will die. But the sharirini, the one which is embodied self in each one of the beings, that is nitya, that is eternal, indestructible, you cannot destroy it. Aprameyasya, incomprehensible. So deha comes from the daha, root is daha. Daha means to burn. We know all the dehas are burned or destroyed. Daha. Nitya sharirina, and the sharirin is nitya. Anasina cannot be destroyed. You see, the nas can happen, anything can be destroyed in two ways. One is the total destruction, another is partial destruction. Both are called nas, destroyed. Example, suppose there is a building, it is demolished. Then the building is destroyed. Or building is in a very dilapidated condition and the government has said that you should not use it. So that building has become useless. Do you find any building here where the government says, in India they write a notice on that. You cannot stay in this. This is very dangerous building. Any date can fall. Acha, if you can't understand, then come on your own body. When the body dies, it is death. Total destruction. Partial destruction. You are living, but you are in coma. That body is of no use. It's vegetable. So both are nas. And how is that tattva, eternal? Cannot destroy it. You cannot destroy the self. Aprameyasya. Aprameya means you cannot comprehend it. Nobody can show you that Atman in test tube. Aprameya means it cannot be an object of your perception. You can see Bhagavan, but you cannot see Atman. You cannot see Brahman. Aprameyasya. It cannot be perceived by your five organs of perception, mind and intellect. Cannot be perceived. Therefore, it is aprameyasya. So far from 11 to 18, we see two things. Self has no death and body is perishable. Self has no death and body is perishable. And all the bodies are only an appearance on that self. Just an appearance. Like the waves on ocean. If you ask ocean, is that a, what wave? The water is me only. There is no destruction of the oceanic water. There may be destruction of waves. It may crash. Wave number one can say, I was born and died. But the water, can it say? I was born as a wave and died as a wave. No. So Atman, when takes a body, body is born, not Atman. And when the body dies, then Atman does not die. Next.
Yayenam veti hantaram.
Yayenam veti hantaram.
Yaschainam manyate hatam.
Yachamanyate hatam.
Ubhautau na vijanitah.
Ubhautau na vijanitah.
Nayam hanti na hanyate.
Nayam hanti na hanyate.
Yayenam veti hantaram. Yaschainam manyate hatam. Ubhautau na vijanitah. Nayam hanti na hanyate.
Yayenam veti hantaram. He who thinks that this is slayer, killer, hantaram. If somebody thinks that Atman is killer, or yacha enam manyate hatam, or if somebody considers that this Atma can be slain, killed, did you find difference in that? In the first statement, it was said that the Atma is not slayer, is not the killer. In the other pad, in the other sentence, it is said this Atman cannot be killed. What is the difference between that? You see, this hantaram and hatam word was used by Lord Krishna because the sermon is being given in the battlefield. And Arjun was facing all the enemies. Arjun was thinking that I will be killing them. The Lord says, as an Atman, Atman is always Karta. You all know? Akarta. So Atman cannot kill. Atman cannot kill. Can Atman be killed by somebody else? Atman can never become object like this to be killed. Did you get it? Atma is akarta, Atman will never do any action. Atma is akarta. Number two statement, Atma can never be killed. It cannot become an object. Cannot become an object. Ubhau to na bijanita, nayam hanti na hanyate. A jnani person does not know this thing. Arjun is a jnani. He is thinking he is going to kill. Lord is saying, you cannot kill. Atma is akarta, and Atma, no action can be done on Atma. Acha, this hantaram and hatam, in our situation, we have to think that Atma is not doer. Atma is not doer, Atma is not perceiver, Atma is not thinker, Atma is not writer, Atma is not engineer, Atma is not doctor. This way we have to think. Atma is not karta, is not doer. And at the same time, Atma is not bhokta. It's not the bhokta. Nothing can be done on that Atman. So self doesn't kill and can never be killed by other. So this you have to understand. This is two mantras from Kathopanishad. Little bit of words are changed, but the whole two mantras are taken from Kathopanishad. The first one, yayenam veti hantaram, yachayenam manyate hatam, ubhauto na bijanita, naya ayam hanti na hanyate. So it is akarta. And where is this akarta? It is beyond your body and beyond your ego. Beyond your body, beyond your subtle equipment, antakaran or ego. If I want to meet that Atman, where I have to go? Pancha kosatita or sthula sukshma karan sarira vyatiriktam. It is not sthula sarira, it is not sukshma sarira, it is not gross body, it is not subtle body, it is not causal body. You have to transcend these three bodies.
और पंच कोश अन्नमय कोश प्राणमय मनोमय विज्ञानमय आनंदमय कोश यू हैव टू ट्रांसेंड दीज देन यू गेट इट एंड दैट इम्यूटेबल इट इज नीदर द डूअर नॉट द ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ एक्शन दैट आत्मन दैट ब्रह्मन विच आवर गुरु यूज टू से इज निकम्मा आत्मा इज निकम्मा क्यों कुछ नहीं करता है बट एवरीथिंग हैपन्स इन इज प्रेजेंट दैट्स ऑल लाइक इलेक्ट्रिसिटी इफ द पॉजिटिव इलेक्ट्रिसिटी वायर आर देयर करंट इज देयर यू कैन से इट इज निकम्मा डूइंग नथिंग बट वेन द इक्विपमेंट इज फिटेड वॉट एवर इक्विपमेंट यू फिट द इक्विपमेंट विल स्टार्ट फंक्शनिंग सिमिलरली आत्मन इज ऑल्सो लाइक दैट अकर्ता इट्सेल्फ कैन डू नथिंग How can you prove that it does nothing? Think. Think. How do you prove Atman is akarta? Bolo, you have studied Isavasya Upanishad because it has got no gross body, no subtle body, no causal body. For doing any action, you need body. It is without gross body, without subtle body, without causal body. Therefore, it cannot do anything. Akarta. So, Arjun, you come to this Vedanta level. Atma is not doer. Atma cannot be acted upon. From that standpoint, with that understanding, you fight and be out of grief. So, no, so. Next.
Na jayate mriyate va kadachit.
Na jayate mriyate va kadachit.
Nayam bhutva bhavita va na bhuyah.
नायं भूत्वा भविता वानुभूयः
अजो नित्य शाश्वतोऽयं पुराणः
नित्य शाश्वतोऽयं पुराणः
न हन्यते हन्यमाने शरीरे
न हन्यते हन्यमाने शरीरे
न जायते म्रियते वा कदाचित् नायं भूत्वा भविता वा न भूयः अजो नित्यशाश्वतोऽयं पुराणः न हन्यते हन्यमाने शरीरे
सो फार अप टू दिस वर्स लॉर्ड हैज गिवन ओनली टू ऑर्डर्स ऑर्डर्स मीन्स डू दिस थिंग टू अर्जुन ही सेज यू डू दिस थिंग वन इज तान तितिक्षस्य भारत ओ अर्जुन यू मस्ट हैव तितिक्षा फॉरबियरेंस नंबर टू तस्मात युद्धस्य भारत देयरफॉर यू फाइट गेट अप एंड फाइट सो हाउ सेल्फ इज इम्यूटेबल नॉट चेंजिंग इन टाइम इज आंसर्ड हियर न जायते मीन्स इट इज नेवर बॉर्न न जायते न जायते So from today onward, you will never ask who is father of Brahman. Because na jayate, it is not born. How can you see the father of Brahman? It is causeless cause. Causeless cause. Na jayate. Since it is not born, na mriyate. Anything born will die. न जायते सिंस इट इज नॉट बॉर्न देर इज नो क्वेश्चन ऑफ मृियते अच्छा कभी होता है क्या वेन द क्रिएशन केम इन टू एग्जिस्टेंस एट दैट टाइम इट वॉज बॉर्न और वेन द डिजोल्यूशन विल हैपन एट दैट टाइम इट विल डाई नो वा कदाचित नेवर सी हाउ स्पेसिफिक इंस्ट्रक्शंस आर देयर न जायते Never born. Na mriyate. Never die. Va kadachit. It will never happen. Kadachit.
Nayam bhutva bhavitavana bhuya. After having come into existence, he never becomes anything. Never changes. No modification it is. It is just like that. Jaisa tha, vaisa hai abhi bhi. Why no modification happens? Why no modification happens in Atman? Because Atman is never affected with whatever is done by gross body, subtle body and causal body. How will you prove? Subhiji will prove. Atman is never tainted or affected by anything, never modifies, never changes. By seeing a red rose, have you seen your eyes becoming red? Kisi ne dekha hai? Nahi. By seeing red rose, my eyes never become red. And when my eyes are not seeing properly, who is the seer of eyes? Mind is the seer of eyes. Who tells you are not able to see properly, you have to go and visit a doctor? The mind tells, oh, I am not able to see. Now you have to do like this and this. That means mind tells something is wrong with your eye. So when the eyes become dull, does that mean your mind become dull? No. Do you all agree? Yes. If you agree, can we infer by seeing a scene, seer is not affected? By seeing a red rose, which is seen, seer is eyes. By seeing a scene, seer is not affected. Mind sees eyes. When the eyes are dull, that does not mean that my mind has become dull. Can we infer? By seeing a scene, seer is not affected. Yes. Then who is the seer of the sukha and dukkha, joy and sorrow in the mind? Joy and sorrow are only a thought. Who is the illuminator of thought? Chetan, the Atman. Can that Chetan or Atman be affected by the joy and sorrow of mind? Bolo, is it very difficult question? It's not a difficult question. Not. Therefore, in Atman, there is no modification. There is no change in that Atman. How is that Aja? Never born. This self is never born. Nitya, there is no question of death, therefore Nitya. Therefore Nitya. Eternal, no modification, therefore Saswata. Saswata means it always vidyaman sada. Always remains same. Therefore, it is Purana, most ancient. But the definition given by Shankaracharya is Pura-Ivnava. Pura-Ivnava means it is Puran, but it is just like new. Nothing has happened. Pura-Ivnava. So it appears in these two lines. There are in the first line, it is negative connotation, and in the second line of this verse is the positive connotation. Na hanyate hanyamane sarire. When body dies, destroyed, Atman is not killed or destroyed. So why there is no changes in that Atman? I just now told you. Now you have to answer. कैसे मेरी मुक्ति होगी? Because Atman is a nirabhayav. Nirabhayav means without any part. Nirabhayav. And it is nirgun. We say na nirakar, nirgun, nirakar. Have you heard this word? Nirgun, nirakar. Nirgun means without gun. Without guna means man, without sattva, rajas and tamas. Nirakar means formless. Without akar, without parts, without body. Nirguna.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.